On behalf of Mr. Larscheid, the head of the public health department in Berlin-Reinickendorf and the public health officer there, I would like to give you some very important information. We are currently in the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. This means that for the second time this year, in this pandemic, we view an increase in the number of newly infected people. In Berlin, it has spread very rapidly and very dramatically. We can see at the moment that the virus, the so-called SARS-CoV-2 pathogen, has reached the whole population. It means that we can still not exactly say who exactly it affected. It basically affects everyone in the same way. Everyone has the same risk. Nevertheless, there are people who are more vulnerable. Why? Because it is not easy for them to stay away from each other. Very important for the transmission of this disease is a certain amount of time that could be spent with a sick person. And the whole thing must take place in a very close spatial contact. As a rule of the thumb, we can say everything that happens over 15 minutes very close to a sick person carries a very high risk of infection. This is certainly a great opportunity for us, besides wearing a mouth-nose protector. We know that if we stay away from other people, we have a good chance not to get infected. This is, of course, very, very difficult, especially in accommodation for refugees, in an accommodation for refugees. Life there is often quite boring and there is little to do. We have a great need to talk to other people, to be together with other people, even in a large group. This is something that really presents a risk nowadays. We must see that we keep our contacts with others for a very short time and that we do not get too close to each other. This is something that is difficult enough for adults. However, it is even more difficult for older children and young people, who of course have the need to be with people of the same age. Moreover, they have to. That is completely normal and very healthy. But when you are with others, the risk of being infected is high. That is why children, especially when their parents are not watching them, have to understand, always wear a mouth and nose protector when you are with others. Make sure that when you do something together, that you only meet in a small groups. Keep your distance from each other. These important things actually apply to children and teenagers. The adults cannot always control everything. The adults are not always there. There are places for children and young people that we know that they are safe places, where, according to our observation, there is no risk of infection at all. These are daycare centers and schools. This means that with the protective measures taken there, the children are safe. You can send your children to a daycare center. You can send your children to school. Nothing will happen to them there. It is important that the children behave sensibly before and after school. But the children avoid the risk of infection, and that the children stay in their families if possible. It is safe in a family. A family is a place where we believe that people have to be careful, of course, because one person can infect another. A family is a place where you should spend most time at the moment. This applies to children and adults as well, and all contacts that take place outside of the family must always be seen regarding to the risk of infection. What do you mean? What can I do to protect myself from infection? Please note, keep your contacts for a short time and stay in a large spatial distance from each other. It is not dangerous if you meet in the corridor of your accommodation. It is not dangerous if you meet somewhere else for a short time. The virus must be transmitted from one person to another, and this takes a little time and a certain amount of the virus. This happens when you are together for a long time and close to each other.